Hi there. So you're looking to make a landing page for your product. If you go here to selling, you can see that you can choose here a standalone sales page. And if you already have sales pages, you can choose those. But if you don't have one yet, or don't have the right one, you go here to marketing. And you go and create a new landing page. And you can either make an embed page where you have these smaller ones that are used to be embedded on another web page or on your Simpleo site. We have a more detailed description for those under lists. But what you probably want for a product is a full page. And we have these templates to choose from. We have some list sign-up templates, and we have some product templates. So we can take, you can pick any of those. Going to try this one. So what we have here is basically the same setup as our site and membership site editor. But we also have this option. We can set an expiry date. We can say where should people be directed if it expires. We can set a social sharing image. So if you share it on Facebook, you can control what image Facebook will show by adding this here. You can put in a title and a description. You can decide whether the footer or the header from the site should be shown. And you can decide what width you will use on this. Go and say save changes. You can see here now we have that things are centered right down in the middle here, and they are slim. Or we can use the entire page if we want to. That's up to you. You can give it a name here. That's pretty smart to give it a title and an internal name. So you can find it again. So this is say we give it the product name. And maybe a date. And that might be by my fantastic course or something like that. And you remember to save. And then we have here, currently it's themed with the same theme as your general site. So that's where the colors and everything is coming from. And then we have the sections. And you just go in here and edit everything. You can add sections, you can remove sections. We have just given you something to start with. So down here we have testimonials, and you just click here. Then you can edit the testimonial. You can have the name, you can have a title, you can pick an image. You can add more testimonials or remove testimonials. And what we have here is we have the text sections, and in those text sections are the buttons. And those buttons are what we want to connect to the product. So we have this button, and we have the button text. We have the style. Should it be a solid button or just an outline? And then we have the link. And here you go in, since this is a product, you go find the product, and then we say, hey, this was the Fit Food program. And we say, hey, do I want to send them to the sales page, but this is the sales page. So I want to send them to the order form, or if you want to send them directly to one of the prices on the product, if you have a specific price you want to send them to, you could choose that. So if you have a secret price, you would be able to pick that from this list. So we say, hey, it should go to the order form. And we say save changes. You have to remember to do this for each of the buttons. So I go back here. I have to go into the right text and media. Click on the button. And I do the same. And it was the Fit Food program, and it should go there. So save changes. Now we actually have, then you can go in here, you can upload images, you can edit the course, edit the text, everything, just as you wish. But now we go back. We have the sections, we have the appearance, we have the settings. So we could call it Fit Food program, because then we can find it again. And then I go back to admin, and I can see now I have this here. If I want to edit it again, I just go to content. It takes me here. So I'm going back. If I go to my landing pages, now I can see I have this standalone page. I can find that here. And now I'm going back to my product. And then I'm going to say, hey, under selling here, I want to connect the landing page. I want a standalone sales page. And now I have the Fit Food program sales page. And I can save changes. And now if I go to the sales page, it will take me directly to this page. And if you're here, you always have the button up here in the, if you're logged in as admin, in the upper left hand corner, where you can go and view the landing page or edit the landing page. So if you say, hey, oh, I forgot something, or I need to change something, you just click here and go edit landing page. And if I click the button, you can see it will take me directly to the order form. So basically, and I can go back to manage product. In your product, if you have made the sales page, go to selling to select it. If you have not, go to marketing and go create a new one. If you are in a list, you can just go to sign up forms and create a new one, and you can choose either an embed form or the full page. It will take you to the same type of editor. If you make a list sign up form, you will then have to here in the settings decide what list this one should take you to. It will always default, if you're creating it from within the list, it will default to that list, but otherwise you have to make sure to check this and edit it as you see fit. Yeah, that should do the trick. Have fun.